Today's Shi'ez Masechta Pesachim Daf Kuf Gimel. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Kuf Beis on the Beis, two lines from the bottom, Gufa. A Gemara continues to discuss when Yontif falls out on Motzei Shabbos. So we have to make Kiddush because of Yontif, and we have to make Havdalah because of Shabbos, and we don't make Shachyanu, because we're referring, as we discussed at the end of our previous shiur, on Shvi Shal Pesach. Shvi Shal Pesach, we don't say Shechyanu. So our Gemara begins to discuss what is the sequence, Big Machloikus, what is the proper sequence when we have all of these obligations on this Matzah Shabbos. Gufa, Yontif Shechalius, Achra Shabbos. If Yontif falls after Matzah Shabbos, Rav Amar, Rav says the proper sequence of the Havdalah is Yakna. Yayin, Kiddush, Ner Havdalah. First we make a Bar Priyagofen, because we always make a Bracha Bar Priyagofen first. Many reasons. Simple reason is because Yayin is Tadr, Tadr Vesheret, Tadr, Tadr Kaidim. Another reason is because Havdalah has to be set on wine, Kiddush has to be set on wine, and that's why, as we do on Friday night, according to Beis Hillel, which is the Halacha, we always make the Bracha on Yayin first. Afterwards, we make Kiddush, because Rav's opinion is that we always make Kiddush before Havdalah, because if we're going to say Havdalah first, some Rishonim explain, it looks like we're looking to get away from Shabbos. Another reason is because we always want to bring in Kedusha before we want to escort Kedusha. So bringing in Kedusha means we're going to say Kiddush first, and then only afterwards we're going to ask Shabbos, we're going to escort the Shabbos that's leaving. Then we're going to make the Barim Re'er Ha'ish, and we make Havdalah. As every Matzah Shabbos, we always make the Bari Ma'ar before we make Havdalah. The Dvar Shmuel and many Paiskim point out that even though Havdalah Kiddush on Yontif is only Midrabbanan, and Havdalah Matzah Shabbos Midraisa, so the question is, how can we make the Kiddush, which is Midrabbanan, before the Havdalah, which is Midraisa? Still, if we follow the concept that we just learned, that a Yule Kedusha, bringing Kedusha, is always more important. So since bringing Kedusha is more important, that's the price we will pay, even in a case where we're going to be doing a Drabonon before we do a Deraisa. And in fact, there's a Machloikis between the Noida Behuda and the Shagas Aryeh. If there's one mitzvah to be done, a mitzvah deraisa with a mitzvah drabanan, is there always an obligation to do the mitzvah deraisa first? And the Or Sameach says that isn't our Gemara a raya to the opinion of the Shagas Aryeh? Because Rav's opinion that we just said tells us to do the drabanan before we do the deraisa. So the Or Sameach says, this Gemara is clearly a raya to the opinion of the Shagas Aryeh. The Chasam Sofer says that, number one, some say that even if you hold that Havdalah Matzah, first of all, not everybody holds, he says, that Havdalah Matzah Shabbos is a deraisa. But even if you hold Havdalah Matzah Shabbos is a deraisa, it could very well be that Havdalah, when you're going from Shabbos to Yontif, is certainly only a drabanan. And since under those circumstances it's only a drabanan, that's why the halacha is we can make the havdalah before the kiddush. Shmuel says that the proper order is yan hak, yayin, ner, havdalah, kiddush, because he holds that havdalah always comes before Kiddush, as we're going to learn in the Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph soon, because he gives a mashal to a king that is leaving and his minister is coming in. So the king is more important than the minister. So first we escort the king out, and then we only go to greet the minister. And that's why Shabbos, which is greater than Yom Tov, first we say goodbye to the Shabbos, and then we say Havdalah first, and then afterwards, once we've said Havdalah, we have to say Yayim, because Yayim always comes first. The Ner comes before the Havdalah, and afterwards we make the Kiddush. Rava says the proper sequence is Yan Hak. Yayin Havdalah, Ner Kiddush. He holds like Shmuel that we should always have the Havdalah before the Kiddush, but he doesn't like that the Havdalah and the Kiddush should be back to back because they're contradicting each other. Havdalah represents that we're leaving Kedusha. Kiddush represents that we're coming into Kedusha. So therefore, he said, put the Bari Mara Eish in between, and that will be a separation. So even though the Bari Mara Eish normally precedes the Havdalah, here the Bari Mara Eish will not precede the Havdalah, so it could serve as a separator between the two brachas. Levi says the proper order is Kanya. Kanya is Kiddush, Ner, Yayin, Havdalah. Because he agrees with Rav, the Kiddush, as we explained at the beginning of the Shir, that Kiddush should come before Havdalah, but he disagrees with him regarding the Brach of Yayin. And he wants that Yayin should be close to Havdalah. Because if the wine will be so far away from the Havdalah, like we've been learning till now, that we begin Yayin, it won't be obvious that we're making Havdalah on Yayin. So of course the question is, but the halach is that we also have to make Kiddush al Yayin. So we're accomplishing that the Havdalah is on the Yayin, but we're not going to have Kiddush al Yayin. So the Gemara we're going to learn, the Rashbam explains, that since we're going to learn in the Gemara and the Kuf Vav Mebeis, that we can make Kiddush al Pas, so Havdalah could only be made al Yayin. Kiddush does not necessarily, it's preferable, but it doesn't have to be made al Yayin. So that's why we're more anxious to have the Kiddush made, the Havdalah, the Yayin next to Havdalah versus the Yayin next to the Kiddush. So ask Tosfos that's the opinion of the Rashbam. So Rashbam explained the Gemara according to his opinion. But ask Tosfos according to Rabbeinu Tam that says, Ein mekatshim el al Yayin. So why are we so interested in having the Yayin next to Havdalah? But what about Kiddush? Doesn't Kiddush also require Yayin? So he explains that if we were going to have the Yayin next to the Kiddush and not next to the Havdalah, we are going to be concerned that given the Havdalah is anyway being pushed to the end, and not only is it being pushed to the end, but the Kiddush is not set on it, there are too many reasons that shows that the Kiddush, that the Havdalah has no connection to the Yayin. And because we have so many reasons that will show that the Havdalah is not next to the Yayin, that's something that we don't want to have. Furthermore, says the Rashbam, that even though every Matzah Shabbos, the Yayin comes before the Ner, and we don't worry that by the Yayin not being not right next to the Birchas Havdalah, why here are we all of a sudden concern? So he explains, very simple. Every Matzah Shabbos, there is no Kiddush. So therefore, we recognize that even though we're not saying the Birchas HaYayin right before the Havdalah, it's still obvious that the Yayin is here because of the Havdalah. But this Matzah Shabbos, we are also reciting Kiddush. So since we're also saying Kiddush, there's a real reason to believe that this Yayin is only for the Kiddush and not for the Havdalah. That's why we have to be more concerned. Rabbanan say that the proper orders is Kiddush, is Kino. Kiddush, Yayin, Ner, Havdalah. They hold like Rav, that Kiddush always comes first. They hold like Levi, that the Yayin should be as close, the Brichas Yayin should always be close to the Havdalah. But they hold that the Birchas HaNer should be before the Birchas HaVdalah, like every Matzah Shabbos. And that's why they said, first make Kiddush, then we go to the regular Seder, Yayin, Ner, HaVdalah. That's the Rashbam's explanation. Another explanation is that they want to separate Kiddush from Havdalah as much as possible. And that's why they have Kiddush at the beginning and Havdalah at the end. And we have a very significant separation between the Kiddush and Havdalah. And as I saw the Rishonim explain, why did the Rashbam add this reason? Because if we're learning for every Matzah Shabbos, then the Baruch HaGofen should have been before Kiddush. Just that's why he added, we want to separate the Kiddush Havdalah as much as possible, and that's why the Baruch HaYayin is not there first. Ma'abrai the Rav Nama Nikiyah. The proper order is Ner Kiddush Yayin Havdalah. He wants Kiddush before Havdalah before Rav. He wants the Baruch HaYayin as close to the Havdalah as possible, like Levi. But he also holds that you have to have the Baruch HaNer first, because he holds, since the Baruch HaNer is something that I see right away, as soon as somebody walks in, he sees the candle. Because of that, he wants the Baruch HaNer first. Marsa'am Mishmeid Rav Yehoshua Nihak. The proper order is Ner Yayin Havdalah Kiddush. Havdalah comes before Kiddush, like Shmuel said, and Yayin comes before them because it's a Tadir, and Tadir is always first. And why do we say the Birch Haner before the Yayin? Even though every Matzah Shabbos, don't we say the Yayin before the Ner? Because if we're going to have the Birch, if we're going to say the Birch Yayin first, then we're going to have a Hefsik between the Yayin and the Kiddush. So every Matzah Shabbos, we don't have a problem that there's a hefsek between the Yayin and the Havdalah, because that's the proper Seder Havdalah. The proper Seder Havdalah is Yayin and then Besamim, and then, as we're going to discuss, and then Ner, and then the Havdalah. But Kiddush doesn't really belong in that order. And because Kiddush doesn't belong in that, here, it's different, and that's why we do the Ner before the Yayin, because it should be as close as possible to the Kiddush. Another pshat, as we spoke about earlier, if we're going to have the Yayin right before, if we're going to have the Yayin before the Ner, so it's going to look like the Yayin is only connected to the Havdalah, not to the Kiddush. And therefore, if it looks like that, just like we were concerned earlier that it has to look like the Yayin is connected to the Havdalah, here we want that the Yayin should be connected to the Kiddush as well. Shalach le'avud Shmuel Rebbe. Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu. Say the Havdalah Seich. What's the proper say the Havdalah? Shalach le'kacham Shmuel Bar Yosi, Shammah Shem Aviv, Shammah Shem Rav Shuv, and Chananya, Nayak. That the proper order is Nayak. Ner Havdalah Yayin Kiddush. He says Havdalah comes first because we always want to escort before we bring in, like we began the shir. And he also holds that we should have the Yayin between the Havdalah and the Kiddush, because since the Yayin is connected both to Havdalah and Kiddush, so we want to have it in a place where it's close to both of them. Amar Chanan, Marshal Reb Shubha Chananya, that said that Havdalah comes before Kiddush, as we've been discussing from the beginning of the shir, Shmuel said this opinion as well. Lemelech Shiyotze, king is leaving the city, and at the same time, Vafarchas Nichnas, and one of his ministers is entering the city. So first, Melamnas Amelech, we escort the king, Vakach Yotze Lekras Vafarchas, then we go out to greet the minister. And therefore, the right thing to do is first take care of Havdalah. So the question is that the Gemara only introduces this marshal now when we wanted to explain the opinion of Shubha Chananya. But it seems that the Gemara should have said this at the beginning of the shir when we mentioned the opinion of Shmuel, that Shmuel held also that you do Havdalah first. Why did the Gemara wait till here? So I saw that the Hagos Re'im from Elozer Moshe Horowitz explains. According to Shmuel, we mention Yayin first. So since we mention Yayin first, and Yayin belongs to Kiddush Havdalah, so therefore we could say that maybe it's talking about two kings, where one is leaving and one is coming. And the one that's leaving is going out first. So of course we take care of him first. But according to Rishu that says, we say Ner and then Havdalah, and only afterwards we make the bracha yayin. It doesn't look like there's two kings here. And therefore, we would maybe think we shouldn't do this order. That's why the Gemara needed to give this mashal. So my havala, ask them, what is the halach l'maisa? When Yontif falls on Matzah Shabbos, what is the proper halacha? When we also have to have a shachyonu. Abai Amma, Abai says the proper order is Yaknaza, Yain Kiddush Man Ner Avdallah, because he says, since we're saying Kiddush, and the Shechyonu, the Zman, is connected to the Kiddush, it only makes sense that we should say the Kiddush, we should say the Shechyonu as soon as we say the Kiddush, because the Kiddush is what creates the Zman. Havdallah has no connection to the Berachas Shechyonu. Another explanation that Tzlach gives is because, as we've learned earlier, according to some opinions, we always want to separate the Kiddush from the Avdallah. And since we want to separate the Kiddush from Avdallah, it makes sense to put the Shechyonu there, because the Shechyonu is a proper separator. Rav Amar, the Rav says the proper word is Yakna has Yain Kiddush Ner Avdallah Zman, because just like whenever we say Kiddush, we say Shechyonu at the end of all of the brachas, so too, on this Kiddush, we should say Shechyonu at the end. It says the Gemara v'Hilchos k'divrei Rava, and that is the halacha that we pass like Rava. So, says Tosfos, that even though throughout Shas, we always know that the halacha, when we have machlokes with Rava involved, we always pass like Rava, Levar, except Miyal Kagam, those are the exceptions. So why did the Gemara have to tell us that the halacha is like Rava? Of course the halacha is a Rava. So Tosfos says we had to say that the halacha is like Rava, not regarding the Shechyonu. Because the Shechyonu, that Rava says we should say the Shechyonu at the end, that's obviously the halacha. The question is regarding all the sequence of all the other brachas, that we've had so many different opinions in today's shir. So the Gemara had to say that in that we pass on like Rava. And as the Tvar Shmuel says that the Rashbam explains, we wanted to point out that first we do the Kiddush and then the Havdalah to show, like we said at the beginning of the shir, that the Yontif is not a bother to him. It's not like the Shabbos is not a bother to him, that he wants to get away from the Shabbos. That's why we says, that's why it was the point that the Gemara wanted to say. Tosfos Rid, however, says a very interesting psak. Very interesting. He says that indeed the halach always follows like Rava. He says this is the place in Shas where that rule is taught. Here, where we have so many different opinions and we're passing like Rava, that is showing us the supremacy of the opinion of Rava, and that's why we need an Al Gemara to establish that. Another teretz I saw is that this is not just a machloikus amaroim. There are tanoim also involved in this machloikus. When do we say that the halach is like Rava? We say the halach is like Rava when it's just a machloikus amaroim. However, when we have tanoim involved, it's not necessarily that the halach is going to be following Rava. And that's what Al Gemara wanted to teach us, that even under this, that here, we're going to pass like Rava. Rav Huna by Yehuda ikal lebe Rava. Says the Rav Huna by Yehuda once came to the home of Rava. Aisle kamei mor besomim. They brought to him the candle and besomim. Baruch Rava besomim reisha. He first made a bracha on the bar mini besomim. Vahada amor. And then he made the bracha on the candle. Amalei, for Ben Beisham Beis Hillel, everybody agrees that Mor Bereisha V'Hodav B'Samim. The first we make the bracha on the candle, and then we make bracha B'Samim. Umahi, ask the Gemara, where have we found that Beis Beisham Beis Hillel agreed to that opinion? The Tanan. It says in Masech the Brachas, a person only has one cup of wine, and he needs to make Havdalah on it, and he also has to say Berachas Hamazon. So, as we explained in previous shurim, you're not really supposed to eat after the time for Avdallah comes. So what's the case here? One case is that he's eating from Shabbos, and he's continuing to eat into Matzoi Shabbos, which is permissible since he began on Shabbos. And now he has one cup of wine. He has a cup of wine for the Avdallah. That one cup of wine has to serve the Avdallah and the Berachas Hamazon. And as we said in a previous year, in those days, it was very, they were very makbid to always make the bracha brichas hamazon on a cup. So Beisham said the proper order is ner, first make the bracha on the ner, mazon, besamim, v'havdala. Beisil Aymrim, ner, besamim, mazon, v'havdala. But everybody agreed that the brichas ner came via the brichas besamim. They only the machlokes was regarding the brichas hamazon. Where does it come? But why over here is everybody agreeing that we say the besamim before the ner? Answers the Gemara on the Rav Basrei, v'ama zu devar meya. That's the way Rameya taught the machlokes Beisham and Beisil. Av Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda has a different version of the machlokes. Lo nechuk Beisham and Beisil al hamazon shu betchila. Everybody agrees that first you have to say Birchas Hamazon. Aman Nechaku, what is the Machloikus? Regarding Alamor Val Besomim. When you have Mor and Besomim, which comes first? Shebesham Aimrim, Mor V'Achkach Besomim. You always make the Bari Ma'ra'esh and then the Besomim. Obeshil Aimrim, Besomim V'Achkach Mor. Obeshil hold that first you make the Besomim, then the Mor. Beshamai says that first you make the bracha on the mor, because as soon as you open your eyes, as soon as you enter the room with a light, you have a nor from the mor. But the besamim, you have to take and smell it, and then only you have that hanor. Beisila, on the hand, holds that the besamim represents the Kedusha Shabbos, that it's difficult for us, that we are losing the Neshama Yisera, and that's why we smell by besamim on Matzoy Shabbos. So since the besamim represent the covered Shabbos, they should come before the ner. And says the Gemara, Vam Rabbi Yochanan Gaam Kebeisila V'Liv Rabbi Yehuda, that the halacha is that in such a case we make mazon besamim ner v'havdala. And even we who typically don't say brichas hamazon on the same cup as we do the havdala should follow the order of yayin besamim ner havdala. An easy way to remember what the proper order is, you should follow the order of your face going up. First you make the bracha of yayin, which you drink with your mouth. Then you make the bracha on besamim, which you smell with your nose. And then you make the bracha by mera'esh, which you see with your eyes. And then you make the bracha havdala, which represents something that you attain through intelligence to represent, as we're going to learn in a moment, the different havdalas, which all represent the intelligence which comes from your brain, which is on top. So the Gemara said that we should make the bracha on a mazon first and havdala at the end. So the Rishbam explains that the reason you make the bracha on the mazon first, because you finish your meal. And as soon as you finish your meal, you have to make that bracha. And I saw that the Sefer Ara the Rabbanan explains the Rashbam that this is very connected to the halacha of Eim Avirim Al Mitzvahs. And therefore, we make the bracha of a mazon because that's the bracha that we came first. And moreover, he explained something that we discussed at the beginning of this year, that even though the bracha of Hamazon is a deraisa, but so too is the bracha havdala. And we still are going to make the bracha of Ner and Besamim before, even though they're mitzvahs to brachas to Rabbanon, a concept that we discussed at the beginning of the shir, that sometimes you can do a Rabbanon before a deraisa. But the Stechemet says this may not be a compelling raya, because as we just learned, this is the seder of this bracha. And since that's the seder of this bracha, so then there's no point, there's no concept of Eim Avirim Al HaMitzvahs. Says the Gemara of Yaakov Bar Abba Ikel Bei Rava. Rav Yaakov Bar Abba came to the home of Rava. Chazi the Baruch Bar Bar Gofen Akasa Kama. He saw that he made a Broi Priya Gofen on the first cup of wine that he drank. Had the Baruch, and then he made a Baruch Bar Priya Gofen Akasa the Brachasa on the cup that he made the Birchas Hamazon Vishti. And then he drank that cup. Amalei, so Rav Yaakov said to Rava, Lomai Kulahai, why do you make the bracha by Priya Gofen so many times? Habarach l'chad zimna, didn't you make the bracha once already? So the halacha is that if somebody drinks wine during a meal, even if he drinks it for different purposes. The halacha is if you drink wine during a meal, no matter what the purpose of drinking the wine is, you have to make a separate bar pri agofen. As the Shulchan Aruch teaches us in Aruch Chaim Simen Kuf Ayin Dalet Sif Aleph. The question is, for how much does that bar pri agofen work? And here we're learning that he held that you have to make a bar pri agofen separately on the wine that you drank, that you drink during the meal. Another time you have to make a bar pri agofen is on the wine that you make the brichas hamazon. Amalei. So Rava responded to Rabbi Yaakov, Ki avina be resh gluso, when I was in the home of resh gluso, hoch avdinin, that's what they did. And we made a bar pri agofen that way. Amalei tenach be resh gluso, doch avdinin, that in the home of resh gluso, they made a separate bar pri agofen on any cup of wine that they, on every cup of wine that they received. The Sofik Maisalon, Sofik Loi Maisalon, they never knew how many cups of wine they're going to get. And therefore, since they were never quite certain how many cups of wine they're going to get, when they made the bracha on the first cup, they only had in mind that cup. And since they only had in mind that cup of wine, therefore, the halacha is they have to make a new bracha. But ahacha, you knew that you're going to have another cup of wine, and you knew you're going to have a cup of wine for the birch samazim. So why did you make a separate bracha? So here we're seeing that when it comes to hilchos brachos, it depends if you expect to get more cups of wine. When you expect to get more cups of wine, you have to make separate brachos. When you don't know what to expect is a separate cup of wine, you're going to have to make separate bracha. Otherwise, you can make one bracha. Certainly, when somebody is in the home of somebody, he doesn't have to make separate brachas because he's relying that whoever he's staying by is going to, whatever that he gives him to eat, he's going to eat. And therefore, he doesn't have to make separate brachas. Amalei, so Rava said, and not avdi ketamid de Rav. I acted like Rav. So again, the question comes back. If you had this cup of wine in front of you, why did you make a bracha both on the cup of wine as you received it, and then another by Priya Goffin by the Brichas Hamazon? So he says, what I did was following the opinion of the Talmid of the Rav. The Rabbuna of Rav Chanan and Talmid of the Rav of Yasib Sadusai. These two Talmidim of Rav were sitting in a meal. Koyale Rav Yeva Saba. And Rav Yeva Saba was taking care of them, was serving them. Amalei Havlam V'Navarach. So Rabbuna of Rav Chanan said to Rav Yeva Saba, let's bench. The Saif, after they had decided to bench, Amalei, they said, Havlam V'Nishte. We still want to drink a little wine. Amalei, so Rav Yeva Saba said to them, Hachi Amar Rav. This is what Rav taught us. Kim da Amritu, Havlam V'Navarach. Once somebody said, Havlam V'Navarach, it's Rula Mishti. You may not drink unless you first say, Birch Samozin. My Tama. Because once you made the statement, Havlam V'Navarach, that means you ended the meal. So what do we see? That once you not just say Birchas Hamazon, you just prepare yourself to say Birchas Hamazon, it ends the meal. Certainly, if you said Birchas Hamazon, it's a whole new situation. And therefore, once you said Birchas Hamazon, you have to say, and you're going to want to drink now, you're going to have to make a separate bracha. From here we see, says the Aruch HaShulchan, that this is the makar for the minig, that before we ever bench the zimun, we always say, Rabbi Sevel benchin, Rabbi Sevel Nevarech, because our Gemara teaches us that that's what they used to do always before they said Birch Samazin. And as the Magen Avraham explains in the name of the Zoyar, because before we're going to say Birch Samazin, of course Birch Samazin is a chi of the Raisa, so we have to prepare ourselves. So since we have to prepare ourselves, the way we prepare ourselves is by saying Havlam V'Navarach. Even though, says the Mishnah Berurah, that the case here that we're learning in the Gemara, where they said Havlam V'Navarach, was in a situation where they were going to say the Brich Samazon on a Kais, says the Mishnah Berurah, even in a case, even in a situation where we're not saying Birchas HaMazon on a Kais, it's still appropriate to prepare yourself for Birchas HaMazon and say something like Havlon Nevarich. Furthermore, says the B'Halacha, if somebody decided that he's going to say Birchas HaMazon, even though he didn't articulate the words Havlon V'Nevarich, it's the same, and he can't continue eating without making a bracha. However, the Paiskim point out that this halacha is only in a situation if the Baal Bayis made this statement, because he's the one that knows that the meal is over. He's the one that decides that the meal is over. He knows that there's no more food. So by him saying that statement, we know the meal is over. However, in a case where it's just one of the guests who say it, they're not really running this meal, and therefore their statement doesn't make a difference. However, the Magen Avraham is not exactly quite clear about that. He says if the guest just decided to stop eating because he wasn't aware that more food is being served, so that's not the equivalent of a Havlon V'Nevarich. But, says the Magen Avraham, if the guest made an explicit statement of Havlon V'Nevarich, even though other food is still coming out, it could be that can be considered the end of the meal under all circumstances. So here we learned the halachas of Havlon V'Nevarich, that the halacha, that considers that you ended meal. Furthermore, says the Tzoyis HaShulchan, that's not only at the end of the meal. If during the meal at the meal came, let's say it's a meal where you didn't wash, and you got a certain fruit with a certain bracha, you got a fruit, and you decided I'm going to eat this apple, and you made a bar priates, and then afterwards you decided that I'm going to eat another apple, then that, says the Tzoyis HaShulchan, that is considered also a situation like Havel of a Nevarech, and the halacha will be that you have to make another Bar Priyates. However, there's a very interesting psak that I saw from the Sefer of Zois HaBrocha in the name of Rabbi Yoshev Zatzal. Rabbi Yoshev says that people's intentions and people's decisions bezman hazeh aren't as concrete, aren't as serious as they were in the time of Chazal. And therefore, in those times, when somebody, as we just said, decided that he's not going to eat anymore, his decision was final. And because his decision was final, if he changed his mind, that's why he has to make a new bracha. He says, "Bizman hazeh, it's not, our decisions are not that firm. And since our decisions are not that firm, even though he decided he only wants to eat one fruit, and then he decided to eat another fruit, it's not the same, it's not considered that he really was Messiah Das." He says, therefore, unless he showed some sort of a maisa that he's being Messiah Das, it's not considered that he was Messiah Das, and he wouldn't have to make a new bracha. Says the Gemara, Meimah Mazutra of Rav Ashi, Haviyasri Suda. Meimah Mazutra and Rav Ashi were all sitting a meal. The Koyle Rav Acha Berei Derova. And Rav Acha Berei Derova was attending to them. A meimah baruch hakokos v'kosa. A meimah said a separate bari pri agofen on every cup of wine. A mazutra baruch hakasakama. He braid a bari pri agofen on the cup of wine that he got at the beginning of the meal. V'kosa basra. He made a baruch bari pri agofen on the brichas hamazon. Rav Ashi baruch hakasakama. He made a bracha on the first cup. V'sulai baruch, and he didn't make any other bracha. Amalar of achbarava. Anan kaman navid. Whose opinion should we follow? We have such a serious opinion. And the question is, what opinion should we follow? A Meima Omer, so Meima said, the reason I make a separate bracha on every kais is nimelchano. I always decide that when I finish my first cup of wine, I decided that I am not interested in drinking anymore. And then when I got another cup of wine, I made a totally new decision. And therefore, a new bracha is required. Mazutra said, what I did was another avdikatamid the Rav that we learned earlier, that I made one bari priya gofen at the beginning of the drinking of the wine, and then that bari priya gofen served for the entire meal, and then I made another bari priya gofen on birchas hamazon. For as we learned, the Talmid the Rav, Rav Yehi Basab, told us that that Birchas Hamazon represents an end of the meal, and since it represents the end of the meal, we have to make a separate new bracha on it. Ravashi, who made only one Bayer Pri Hagafen and nothing more, said, less Hilchos HaTamid HaRav. The halacha is actually not like the Tamid HaRav. The Yontif, we began our shiur today by discussing a situation where Yontif falls on Matzah Shabbos, and we have to say both Kiddush and Avdolah, Vama Rav, and Rav, as we started the shiur, taught us that the proper order is Yakna, Yayin Kiddush, Ner Avdolah. First you make the Bayer Pri Hagafen, and we learned that that Bayer Pri Hagafen serves both Kiddush and Avdolah, and we don't have to make a Bayer Pri Hagafen two times. So he said that just like Rav over there said that the Birchas HaKiddush is not a hefsek between the Bayer Pri Hagafen and the Birchas Avdolah, and therefore one Bayer Pri Hagafen could serve both, so too he will agree that the Birchas HaMazon is not going to be considered a hefsek, and therefore, even though since he made a Bayer Pri Hagafen at the beginning of the meal, that Bayer Pri Hagafen could also serve to be the bracha on the cup of wine he's going to drink after Birchas HaMazon. Why did he bring a raya from the special case that we started our shiur today with, when Yontif falls on Matzah Shabbos? He could have brought a raya from every kiddush that we say the Bayer Pri Hagafen, and then we say the kiddush, and then it's not considered the Birchas HaKiddush HaYoyim, and it's not considered a hefsek. So I saw that the Ran explains. There it's obvious that it's one bracha, because the Yayin and the Kiddush are all part of the Nusach of the Kiddush that we make Friday night. But here, it's not the regular Nusach, and since it's not the standard Nusach, we would think that we should make a separate bracha. That's why the Gemara had to teach us that even here, we should have to make separate brachas, so we see that we don't. It says the Gemara Velohi, the comparison is not a good comparison. Why? Hasam Okadaim Mishtayu. When somebody says Birchas HaMazon, as we explained earlier in the shir, he has decided to end his meal. So since he decided to end his meal, the Bayer Goffin that he made earlier doesn't have any place for it. But here, when he makes the Kiddush and the Avdolah, he only intends to drink the wine after he makes the Kiddush and the Avdolah, and therefore one Bayer Pri Hagafen will suffice. And as Duran explains, the Birchas HaMazon, by definition, what does Birchas HaMazon represent? Birchas HaMazon represents a separation, and therefore it's considered a hefsek between the wine that you drank during the meal and the wine that you're going to drink after the Birchas HaMazon. Kiddush Avdolah don't represent that type of a siluk, that type of a hefsek, and therefore the halacha is very different. Another pshat that I saw is because the question that the Rishonim explain is discuss is, if that's the case, then I know I'm going to drink wine after the Birchas HaMazon. And since I know I'm going to drink wine after the Birchas HaMazon, so why is that considered a siluk? So I saw that the Rishonim explained the actual recitation of the Birchas HaMazon. Just saying the words of the Birchas HaMazon represent a siluk, and therefore they always require a new Bayer Pri Hagafen. Here we see also, Tes Taisus, that the Kriyas that since the Haggadah is a hefsek, so the Rishonim, Taisus, other Rishonim discuss what would be the halacha about, do you make a bracha achrayna after we say the Kiddush? And the Minhag Olam, of course, we know is that we don't say a separate bracha achrayna on the wine that we drink by Kiddush, because the Haggadah and the Kiddush is all one connection. It's all part of the Seder of the night. Says the Gemara, Kimatel Avdolah, when it came to make Avdolah, Kam Shammai, his assistant got up, Vadlik Avuka Misharga. He lit a torch. A torch means a candle that has at least two wicks. He lit it from the candle. Amalei Lamal Kulahai, Why do you have to go look for this torch? Hamanach Sharga, don't you have a candle right here? Amalei Shema Midata Denafshe Ka'avid. What he did was on his own. It really isn't required. Amalei Ila Shmeilem Nemar. He said to him, if he hadn't heard from you that that's what's required, Lo Yavavid, he would have done it on his own to go look for a torch. Amalei Lesovel Amar. Don't you agree that Avuka LaAvdola, that the right, what we're supposed to use for Avdola is a Avuka, Mitzvah Namufchor, and that's why he learned for it. The reason why you're supposed to use Avuka is because we're supposed to say the Nusach HaBrocha is Bari Mari Ha'esh. Ma'irei is a Lashon Rabim. It represents the different colors in the fire, and therefore we should have two different types, at least two different weeks. So of course this Gemara is a difficult Gemara. First, he tried to say that he did it on his own. And then he said that of course you're supposed to use Avuka. Why didn't he say that why did he first say that it's the Shamus did this on his own? When the truth is the Shamus did not do it on his own. He did it because his Rebbe had taught him that the halacha is you're supposed to use Avuka. So the Tosfos Rosh says that when in those days, when a question was asked, they never answered the question immediately. They wanted to get a conversation, a discussion going. And therefore, even though the answer was obvious, it wasn't given right away. Another explanation that I saw from the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz is that Rava thought that Rav Yaakov certainly knew the halacha, that Avuka LaAvdola Mitzvah Mufchar. His question was that, why do we have to go out of the way to look for Avuka? If you have Avuka, so then use it. But if you only have a Ner, you could use the Ner. To which Rava said that the Shams did it himself, that the halacha is that you don't have to look for Avuka. And Rav Yaakov didn't understand what Rava was saying, and he thought that you always don't have to have an Avuka. To which Rava said, of course, you have to have an Avuka. The only, just I hold, that if there's a Ner available and no Avuka, then the Ner is good enough. If, however, the Avuka is available, of course, you should use the Avuka. Magen Avraham says that he disagrees. Because Magen Avraham says that the halacha certainly is that even if you have a Ner, you should look for Avuka. And therefore, he has a different explanation of the Gemara. He says the Rava thought was, why did the Shamash have to use an Avuka? We have one candle here, so bring another candle, and when you have two candles together, we'll have an Avuka. Why do you have to go specifically look for an Avuka? So to that, Rava said, the truth is that he did it on his own, because you don't have to have an Avuka. Two candles alone are a fact. Rav Yaakov didn't understand what he said, and that's why he had to explain that that's what he meant, that two candles are best. The Tzlach says that even in a case where somebody has a Ner, the halacha is that one should look for an Avuka. So of course the question that many poskim discuss when we discuss the Shaila is, can we use an electric bulb for a Havdalah? Reb Chaim Oizer, I saw, said that used to use a flashlight for Havdalah. And I saw, and so did the Ragachover, and I saw other, that the Debrezina Rav, and the Shaila Tshuvas Be'er Moshe, Chelik Vav, Simon Samach Vav, all agree that you could use an electric flashlight, electric bulb for Havdalah. And in fact, I saw that the reason Rav Chaim Oizer went out of his way to specifically use electricity for an electric bulb for Havdalah was because there were people that were concerned that electricity, putting on electricity in Shabbos is not a malacha. It's not considered fire. So to show that he considered it full-fledged fire, he would put on a bulb for Avdolah. So, but there are Paiskim that are not really satisfied with using a bulb for fire for a number of reasons. Number one, there's on a flashlight, for example, there is a piece of plastic, a piece of glass, separating the fire from us. And the Motzei Shabbos, the Havdalah should be made on something that we see the fire directly without any hefsek, without anything in between. Another pshat is because fire has many different colors in it. A bulb has one color. We said at the beginning of this piece of Gemara, we want us, what the bracha we make is ma'oireyesh, represents the different colors that in our are in a fire. That you're not going to see by electricity. And therefore, many paiskim said to use specifically a real fire. The Magen Avraham, in fact, says that you should use a pi kabbalah, a wax candle, for a havdalah.